Blog Talk Radio.
We have a lot of it, and I hope everywhere that you look, you see sunshine. You are listening to Bonnie Albers, and this is Bonnie Albers on Air, and I have a great guy who I'm sure always sees sunshine. He is a YouTube sensation. He is a close friend. He is just the most greatest, adorable astrologer slash tarot reader slash every intuitive psychic thought you can think of, and I am excited to introduce to you, right from over the pond, my fave. Hi, Gregory.
Hi, Bonnie.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fabulous, although pretty busy. With Lauren home for another, month? I am just extremely pulled between family, friends, business, and crazy, crazy things that I want to do. But what I love is to be here with you on the radio, and that gives me peace and happiness. So what have you been up to? A lot of videos, I see.
I've been on a bit of a splurge with my videos. I've uploaded loads of stuff. And I've also started, I'm so super excited, I started a weekly astrology forecast exclusively on Facebook. So I'm only publishing that on Facebook. So please like my Facebook page. It's facebook.com/GregoryScott444. And I give you a rundown of every day in the week and look at the main aspects and sign changes and what the planets are doing and if they're up and down and left and right. And I give you that on Facebook every week. I'm starting that now, so I'm really excited about that. And this first one I've done outside in the Abbey Gardens, and it's very peaceful and very nice. So, yeah, I'm doing that. I've done lots of other videos. So if you want to check out some of my videos, please find me on YouTube. It's just type in Gregory Scott Astrology or type in Gregory Scott Tarot or go to the YouTube link directly. It's youtube.com/Tarot Astrology, and you can see all my videos. So there's stuff going on there every day.
Well, listen, everyone, the reason I'm telling you to go to, all I do is go to search, because I'm ADD and can't remember everything that he tells me to do. So what I do is I just go to YouTube, get the search bar, and put Gregory Scott Astrology, and I get you. So what I'm so excited about, and I love the Facebook thing, I am so excited for you. It's a new venue for you, or just a new toy, actually. And what I love is I can hear you, Gregory, laughing. All of you, please go to his YouTube channel or his Facebook or both, because he's amazing. He's adorable. He is one of the most uplifting.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, you are adorable, and I love it, and he is just fabulous. So please go.
You're so sweet.
And I love when people can see you, Gregory, because when they can relate to people who are on the show, it just brings you closer to the people that you read for. Everyone, again, you're listening to Gregory Scott. He's a great, famous astrologer from the UK and tarot reader. He does numerology too. He just doesn't tell you. But if you'd like to also get a reading with Gregory, because he does this for a living and he's pretty full, so get on the waiting list. Go to GregoryScott.com. I love that because it's just like mine, BonnieAlbersOnAir.com. It's easy. You can find him. I always ask Gregory what my stars are doing. So please go and visit him at GregoryScott.com and sign up for a reading. You won't be sorry. Gregory, tell us what is going on in the sky. Are we down to four planets retrograde? Are we still, what's going on with the retrograde?
We're down a couple of retrogrades, so it's not as bad as it was. So you can relax a little bit. We're down to four planets in retrograde. I was just yanking your chain there. Yeah, so we're down to four. We've got Mercury in retrograde. We've got Mars in retrograde, Saturn in retrograde, and Pluto in retrograde. But I do give you the kind of rundown for the week, like I said a moment ago on Facebook. So the Monday, Tuesday are very, very practical this week. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it's going to be kind of about personal transformation. And you'll notice that emotionally you'll start to experience some interesting things in your relationships with other people. And that will be a good prompt for you to alter something in terms of the way you do things in a practical level. And then this weekend is going to look absolutely fabulous. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be like party central this weekend. It is so upbeat. The energy is super, super positive, and it looks amazing.
So, can't wait.
I know. I'm making plans this weekend because it looks so good. I'm going to surround myself with as many nice, friendly people as possible, and we're going to go and do stuff, have meals and go out in the sunshine, all of that good stuff.
I love that, Gregory. And you're like earthy. You know, you've got that earth thing going on. So when you say you're going to go have a great time and party and do all kinds of things, and we need party responsibly, I love that because you're so earthly and earthy that, you know, I love when you actually say this because it's so upbeat and
practical. I just usually sit in a corner and cry, you know, so if I'm saying that it's going to be amazing, then it will be amazing.
That's right. And, you know, we create our own reality, Gregory. So when you say you sit in a corner and cry, I'm going to sit there with you till I give you some sunshine and get you out. But everybody, he doesn't. He's a fabulous, go check him out. You will see he's a ray of sunshine. I was going to tell you, Gregory, and we've got a lot of people on the line, but any other, before we get to there, any tips for the different, what's going on in the sky, what to avoid and what not to avoid. I know we still don't want to sign contracts, possibly. I mean, give people some practical advice because we're in the practical day here, Monday and Tuesday, which I love. And and then we'll go on to talk about what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, so, I mean, Monday and Tuesday, you've got a bit of a respite from all of these retrogrades because it's kind of balanced out by a grand trine, which appears in the chart. And a grand trine is always an area of ease and talent. And it connects lots of big, heavy planets in Earth, which gives you a lot of practicality. And that just kind of, downplays some of these retrogrades. Because when Mercury is in retrograde, communication becomes more difficult. When Mars is in retrograde, it's more difficult to kind of, you know, take action and to feel energized. So the fact that this positive grand trine gives you the ability to do things like sign contracts and go out to the post office and do your shopping and get all your bills sorted out. It's really a good time to use that. And it's, what is it, lunchtime over there in America? It's 1 o'clock, right? Or 12?
It's 1:18. So you're hitting the almost end of lunchtime here, although some people
go. Yeah, so you still got 5 hours left of the day. So if you've got anything outstanding to do, like paying your doctor's bill or organizing your, you know, your checkbook or whatever it is, or getting the materials ready for the new painting that you're doing, try and do it today because it's much easier today than it'll be in the rest of the week. Any of that practical stuff is really good to do at the beginning of this week.
Well, you know what? I think I'm going to hand my husband the bill I spent yesterday at Macy's because I had to buy a dress and a few tops, and that's practical for me. I'm going to hand him that bill, not hide it. That's what I'm going to do. So,
good plan.
I love astrology, Gregory. There's a lot of people who would love to learn, like I'm going to say elemental astrology, which it isn't, but, you know, astrology 101, it's not an easy subject. And I know, do you have any courses? I know you have courses on Tarot on your YouTube or your website. Yeah. Do you also teach astrology courses?
I don't yet. I will. The thing, what you just said is interesting because it's not a hard subject to study. It's just that there's a lot of stuff to study. And whenever I sit down to start my astrology course, it's just the bulk of it. I'm just like, oi. And then I haven't got around to it yet. So please watch this space. I am planning on doing an astrology course on the website. So, yeah, watch this space. In the meantime, there are a couple of good distance online learning schools where you can learn astrology at home. So, you know, there's no shortage of that if you want to learn them now. While I get myself sorted out and do my course. The one I would recommend, I think, is the Kepler Institute. It's in the States, and they're very good. They're very reputable. And it's a distance learning thing. Yeah.
Well, you know what? You're so much easier. I can't wait till yours is up because what I hear from people when they hear you speak on the show is that you're easy and that you make sense and it's fun to learn from you. So that's why
I need to keep things simple. If it's overly complicated and if they're talking to me about the cardinal air at 33 degrees and the succident, whatever, I'm just like, oh, my God. So I need to keep things simple, you know, because I'm easily confused. Yeah.
Me too. So you'd lose me in the first 3 seconds, and you don't want to do that. But you know what, Gregory? No. I gotta tell you, we had so many people, and we didn't spend a whole lot of time on either subject. But one of the questions I had from chat, and I wanted to ask you, we were going to do mid-heavens again. Anybody that's online, Gregory's going to take your mid-heavens. Tell us again what mid-heavens mean, why we need, why it actually appears in our chart, and what it tells us. Also, Gregory, I keep getting things about Lilith the moon. So if you are willing and people hadn't been able to get in on Friday the 13th and they want to know their Lilith, can you explain to us both concepts and then we'll go to the phone?
Okay. So this is really what makes astrology an amazing tool. And sometimes I just look at this and I think, how on earth have I got such an amazing tool in front of me and not more people know about it? Because it's just amazing. So in astrology, it is amazing. So you have this chart and it's split up into these four sectors and you have these four lines on each sector. So you've got the rising sign, you've got your midheaven, your descendant and your IC. And those are the four angles and they represent sunrise, mid, lunchtime, sunset and the middle of the night. And the lunchtime one, if you look at what sign that is in, it's a really, really good indicator of what your natural aptitudes are going to be when it comes to you doing jobs. Okay, so whether you're supposed to be a chiropractor or a fine artist or an astronaut, whatever, the midheaven really gives you very, very concrete practical guidance which you can use to fulfill your life purpose when it comes to work. Now, where it gets a little bit more in depth is some people will achieve their soul purpose through their work. So let's say someone comes to planet Earth and they want to be a teacher and it's their sole mission to teach. Then they go work in a school as a teacher and they're achieving their sole purpose. However, someone else may come to planet Earth and their sole purpose may be to have children and a family. Well, those people may or may not also want to have a job. So that's sometimes where it's separate. So your working vocational aptitudes, I can tell you by looking at your midheaven. The north and south nodes will tell me what your soul purpose is. So it's really, really a nice way of looking at that in a very in-depth way. Black Moon Lilith, which was so fun to look at, Bonnie, last week.
Yeah,
it was
so fun.
It's a cool theme for Halloween, isn't it? It's kind of like, it's the shadowy side of yourself that you kind of repress and that you have to kind of come to terms with, because it gives you a lot of energy and it can, when it's unresolved, it can cause resentment and anger and it can motivate you and all sorts of things. So it's a very interesting thing to look at. And we looked at yours, Bonnie, and I can't remember now, but I was just like, oh yeah, that's why she's like that. I'm joking.
Listen, there, I have so many facets and planets at me that I don't know if anybody can tell you that's why I'm like that, but I love that you can. You are right on the money about my son and my daughter, and right on the money with me, that I know everybody wants. And to tell you the truth, Gregory, if I were to tell everybody, and I am going to tell everybody right now, my girlfriends have said they want to go more in depth with their midheaven and Lilith moon. I don't like to constantly promote and tell people to get a reading. But this is so important. I think astrology is the most fascinating tool we have coming into planet Earth. And it tells us where it's also, Gregory, what I love about it is north and south, I could talk about all day, tells you where you've been, where you're going to from past lives. So not only gives you the footprint of what you're here for, but it also tells you what your other astrology was back when. So I love it. Everybody, I can't tell you enough. Some people say to me, Gregory, and then, you know, I went off on a different tangent, but some people say to me, well, I already had my my birth chart done. And they look at me with a blank face, and I'm like, really? Well, did you know you could do a progressive? Did you know you've got to look at your chart? You just can't just look at it. It's a footprint, but it's not the whole picture every year. It's the picture of when you're born, what you do, your whole imprint of why you're here, what you're here for, and what you're here to work with. But things change year to year, not with your birth chart, but with energy. So I always say, astrology, I do every 6 months. I mean, you're my astrologist. You better start getting my stuff together. So
Well, you're right. But So your birth chart is static, but the transits, what's going on in the heavens right now, isn't static, and that impacts how you feel. It impacts what you're working on. You know, sometimes it's better to kind of switch jobs. Sometimes it's great to go on a holiday. Sometimes it's good to go on a pilgrimage and to study. It depends on what's happening where. But what you said about it being such a great tool as well, I really agree. And when I was 18, I was told I need to get a very conventional, proper job, you know, to make the family proud and not to embarrass the, you know, everybody. And they sent me to a vocational counselor, like for an aptitude test. And I wish they'd sent me to an astrologer because it is so much better. It is so much better.
Gosh,
if you're
yeah.
undecided about what you're supposed to do for work, then don't go see a psychologist, like your local psychologist, to do an aptitude test. Come and see me. I will tell you what you're supposed to do. It's much better. It really is.
I will tell you, Gregory, I'll come see you anytime. So that is just how I feel. And then you can tell me all about what's going on in the heavens with me. I know that you are so fascinated with this yourself, and that's part of the reason why I love when you're on here. You bring the exuberance and the fascination of astrology back to a subject that has been with us since time began. So
right.
I love this. I am going to take your first caller, or they're going to shoot me. So I do want to say hello to Info 77. I love you, Info, and I haven't seen you here for a while. And Caribbean, by the way, that's what we're talking about.
Nympho 77.
Not Nympho. Get your mind out of the gutter, Gregory. It is Info 77. Info, I mean, if you want to pop on and get your midheaven done, just let me know that you want to come on. But 305, you are on with Bonnie and Gregory. Let's find out what your midheaven has for you. 305, hi.
Hi, Gregory. Hi. This is really great because I love astrology, and I know my chart also, so
okay.
It would be great to get your perspective.
Okay.
Oh,
so
what's your name?
My name is Eileen.
Eileen, and what's your date of birth?
June 28, 1951, 2:50 a.m.
Yep.
New York City, New York.
Okay, so what is your midheaven?
To Aquarius.
It is Aquarius. Okay, so Aquarius midheaven, you're going to be a humanitarian. You're going to have a very kind of rational, scientific mind. You're going to be very academic, intelligent, and able to pretty much study anything you put your mind to. And what you're trying to achieve is you're trying to help humanity in some way.
This is true.
Okay, so
wow.
Education is a good thing for you. Science is a good kind of area for you, and organizations like the United Nations, the Red Cross, even doing law on a kind of global level where you're helping people, where you're working with kind of underprivileged people and you're stepping in for the underdog, that's where you're really, I don't know why I emphasized it like that, I'm sorry, but you're going to be really good at doing things like that. What do you do at the moment?
For the past 55 years, I've had my own artistic artist business, and I self-publish, and I've been putting my works in hospitals and hotels and resorts all around the planet and sharing my work on a universal level and selling prints and originals and cards everywhere where I can touch humanity because of the imagery and the color that I put out there because I have my North Node in Pisces. So,
you do, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, wait a minute.
In the 11th house of Aquarius. See?
Oh, my goodness. Did you like my song that I play at the beginning of the show? That's your song, Aquarius.
Yeah, I heard it. But I'm not an Aquarian. I'm a Cancer.
I'm a Cancer, too. And you know what? Cool. I am not a Cancer. I am really a Leo. Believe it or not, because I have all my planets in Leo. So I don't know why they just threw me into that Cancer thing. But it's kind of like, you know, oh, well, you know, what can you say? But and I love Cancers. It's just I don't have very many qualities I don't think of Cancer. But I think this is fabulous. Aquarius, you know, my husband is a sun sign Aquarius, and he's a forward thinker, he's humanitarian, he's all those things that Gregory just said. That's crazy.
Yeah, and I design clothes and make clothes, and I'm always unique. And anything out in the world, I'm always unique. I'm what you call a catalyst.
So you know all of this already. Is there anything you don't know that you want me to look at and help you with?
My transits, which the Pluto is in the ninth house, and also right now Saturn is sitting on my Uranus is trining my Venus conjunct my Pluto. So I'm awaiting my twin flame, my karmic twin flame.
Okay. Well,
that's
I don't know what your question
for.
Is.
My question is, what's the timing on that? By the fall, after it goes through the backwards and forwards and retrograde with the Saturn trining it and all that and the Venus?
When you meet your twin flame.
See, the Uranus is going retrograde right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's sitting at 21 Leo. Is it?
I don't have that. I've got
Uranus is at 21 Aries, yeah. Trining my Venus in Leo.
Yeah. But also, I mean, that's all very well. But you also have Jupiter in your fifth house of romance. And Jupiter is good luck and good fortune. So I don't know if you have to wait all the way till fall. It looks very good if you take some practical action now in your love life.
Okay.
I don't
good.
Think you have to wait that long because now and summer looks really good for you in that sector too.
Yeah, that's what I'm sensing. I'm sensing.
So
it's
I wouldn't
right
wait till I wouldn't. I really wouldn't waste the time and wait all the way till autumn. I would get busy now. Go on.
Well,
okay, Cupid or whatever. But go
yeah,
out there
I'm calling
and find,
on Cupid.
Go
that's
find
right.
the person right now because. I know you're right about Uranus and trining your Venus and all of that stuff. But Jupiter is really the most positive energy. And this year, it's in Virgo until the kind of summer. So use the time now to put some action in there. You'll be very pleased, I think, with the outcome. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure. The way the spirit works is everything comes to me. So all I have to do is generate it in my mind.
You go
okay.
right ahead.
Well, do that. Wow.
I am,
I
am. I have been and I am and I'm working with it. I'm not working on it, I'm working with it.
Okay.
And what I loved what you were talking about, all the trines and the Virgo planets, right now I'm getting my practical coloring book together. So I'm sitting here on the computer editing the illustrations and then today I'm gonna go down to Kinko and test this one paper and have them print the front and the back and then once I do that I can start pushing this one out.
That's really trendy at the moment. People love coloring stuff in for some reason. It's like, I don't
know,
it's like regression back to childhood. I don't know what that's
about.
Yeah,
well, it's very soothing.
Inner child.
There's no demands.
Yeah, it's very trendy. So good for you for jumping on that.
Yeah, but see, these drawings I did in 1982, Gregory. 1982, and I saved them all. And I went, one day I'm going to use this for a book.
Oh,
so
now
you.
Good for
that
you.
That is so cool. Cool,
honey.
Cool. Yeah. That's well. You do know that since you said that, you owe me one. I mean, you know, just
I will.
Natural. All right,
honey.
Thank
I'm
you.
You
okay, better because see, otherwise I'm going to take your first million. So the book is good, unless you want to lose your first million. Because I love artists. I love artistry. I love everything that is anything to do with creative talent. So I am going to hold you to that.
So how do I reach you?
Okay, so if you go to...
Oh, Bonnie Albers.
Yeah, if you go to... I'm Bonnie Albers. If you go to bonniealbers.com, and I think they'll give you a contact, and you'll see my email is balbers714@aol.com. You can send me a note, and I will send you how to get it to me. Okay?
Okay. You got it.
All right.
Hey, thanks, Gregory,
thank
and I'm going to keep
Bye.
Listening.
Bye. Bye.
I like your YouTube station.
Oh, thank you so much. Please subscribe.
Okay, I will.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
By the way, Bonnie, it's so interesting that you've got 714 in your email address. Seven is the mind and creativity. One is about being the magician and having power to create. And four is structure, and it's your guides helping you to create structure. So that's a really nice mix that you've got there in your email address.
Because
I like
that's
it.
That's my birthday.
Oh. Well, then you embody those things even more. That's amazing.
I know. You know what, Greg?
My birthday, mine is the 8th of September, so it's all 8 and 9s. It's all spirituality. It's all putting the action in. That's so cool that you've got this. Because your chart is so fiery and fun, and even your numbers are fiery and fun. How cool is that?
That is so cool. You know, I'm so glad you're my astrologist, and especially that I know that you are all about spirituality and spirit, about, you know, I love the 8 on its side is you know, the never-ending or infinity sign, because we are never-ending, and 9 is all about completion. So I love this, Gregory.
Yeah, me too.
I know. We're just such fascinating souls. Okay, 719, you are on with Gregory and Bonnie. Hi.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
Hi,
I'm
Kelly.
I'm glad I got on the time. Hello.
I know. Well, go ahead. I know you want to talk to Gregory. I'm off the table on this one, Gregory. Go for it.
Okay. What's your date of birth, Kelly?
It's February 7th of 1959.
Okay, and do you know what time you were born? Yep.
Yes, 12:33 p.m., so it's like, you know, halfway through the lunch hour.
Okay.
And in Honolulu, Hawaii.
First of all, you should have never left Honolulu, but I mean, okay, go ahead.
That was not my choice. That was my parents. Thank you. I was too young to make that decision.
Why, where are you now?
Right now we're in Wyoming. Very much inland.
Oh, yeah, stay in Hawaii.
Yeah, that's what I was
going to
say.
Yeah, considering we had snow yesterday and we were milking goats in the snow under a tarp, it's like, and trying to, you know, fix a structure for them. It's like, it was really entertaining. So, yeah, absolutely.
It's still snowing in May? Oh, my God.
It's the milking part.
We're about a month behind. Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, Wyoming is a place that, when I was growing up, it's like, I can honestly say I saw it snow every month of the year. It's like there is not, you know, I've seen
really?
It snow in June. I've seen it snow in July. I've seen it snow in August. It's
oh,
just
my
really
God.
Great.
That's even worse than when I live. I thought I had it wrong. Oh, my God. Okay. So, Kelly, there's a couple of things about your chart that's really interesting. First, you were born, like you said, just after lunchtime. So your sun is actually conjunct, which means it connects with your midheaven, which makes it even more important in your life. The other thing is that you were born during a new moon. And a new moon is when the moon is totally black and it pulls energy in, okay? So you've got a double, triple serving of Aquarian energy with your Aquarius midheaven there, okay?
Cool.
You've got the same midheaven as the lady who called a moment ago, and it's very much about being of service to humanity. So
The
sun conjunct, Mercury is also conjunct, 2 degrees away from your midheaven. So you have a psychic Mercury, so you're going to be able to pick up information very well, and you could very well channel. Did you know that? Do you do that?
I did not. I was like, okay. That, I mean, I know I have some abilities. It's like, yeah. But, yeah, that was not really one of them I have explored. I'll put it that way.
Do you do anything kind of wacko or out there?
Oh yeah.
Like me?
Wacko or out there. Well, see, I am a Reiki master teacher. I've also got my first degree level mastery of arts, which is ancient rainbow complete or conscious healing.
Okay.
Oh jeepers, I don't know.
You're not like a university professor, that's what I mean. So you're kind of new agey and that way inclined. What I'm getting is I'm looking at all of this stuff, but I'm also getting the message ascended masters all the time. So you should start channeling like Saint Germain or Babaji or whoever is willing to come in. Please do some research on that. I think that's the way you're going to help humanity.
Wow.
Okay.
Wait.
So no pressure.
Do you think that you're hearing that for me, Gregory?
For you?
Do you think it's me? Yes. Do you think you're getting me and Kelly mixed up? Because, see, I don't mind channeling Babaji, or I don't mind channeling all those other people. So
right.
I think maybe
But Kelly does?
Up
Kelly,
me.
You've got an aversion to channeling Babaji?
No, I'm just kidding, Gregory. She actually is from Atlantis. She's an Atlantean life and birth card reader. So she does really crazy. There are very few in the country, very few. And I would think she's always wanting to find her peeps in you know, the stratosphere here. So she could actually really channel, and she would get her answers, actually.
Okay.
That would be nice.
You know, it's not easy to channel, Gregory. It's really not easy. You have to give up your body. You have to give your, you know, you have to, like, I was told I conscious channel. So, but if she's going to,
okay,
you know, is she going to conscious channel or unconscious channel? Because giving your body up to, like, Baba G is going to be a tough thing. I couldn't do it, but.
Well, I can't do it, but I'm just looking at Kelly's chart.
Yeah,
and that's what it's telling me, that she's a humanitarian, that she's going to help humanity in some way, and that she's got the ability to do that. So it doesn't mean she has to, but if she wanted to, she could look into it and do it.
Kelly, I think that would be great. Then you could come on my show again and do your channeling, because I would love that. The Ascended Masters are unbelievably powerful. And
my good friend is... Barbara Goldsmith, she's another astrologer, and whenever I have and I want to talk shop or something, I go to her, and she started channeling recently as well, and she's channeling the Pleiadians.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, I've never gone into all of that, because I'm very earthy. I don't want to channel other people. I want to feel the grass under my feet. That's my interest. So, I'm just looking at this. So, Kelly, maybe that gives you some new ideas or something. But that, you know, we're looking at mid-heavens. That's really what I think your vocational aptitudes are going to be.
Love that, Gregory. Okay. Love that. I'm only kidding, because I've got to tell you what I mean, Susan channeled Archangel Michael for I can't even tell you how many years. She had packed audiences full of hundreds of people while she did it. So it's a great, unbelievable a gift, and I would love to see you do that. Okay.
I have another quick question here, if I may. I heard part of the show that you did on the shadow fight, and I was wondering, can you look and see what my shadow fight is? Or, I mean, that's the first time I'd ever heard that term.
Oh yeah, your Black Moon Lilith is in Taurus in your 12th house. So I think you've had, growing up, I think you were naturally quite able to connect with spirituality through some sort of physical activity, I think you had a natural aptitude for something like yoga or maybe even meditation, but you weren't able to do that because I think you would have grown up in a very prescriptive, regimented kind of household. Probably, I mean, you're American, so probably like Christian or something where you can't do that. And I think that as you grew up, I think you envied people a little bit who did kind of grow spiritually and you did have a very strong connection. When you get in touch with that yourself, whether it is with, you know, channeling or whether it is through the body and through physical activity, the point is when you allow yourself to really get in touch with that side of your thing, you're embracing it and you're going to have a much greater connection than other people do because you had to deliberately repress it for a couple of years when you were growing up, especially.
Where is her Lilith?
Well, that is extremely very on. I was raised in a very, it wasn't my parents so much as it was my grandmother. And it's like, and I did stuff. I mean, I remember some of my, you know, what I call funky dreams. You know, I was always telling my mom about it. My mom was more open to it because she had, I'll just say, an ability of her own, which I'm pretty sure is where I got my stuff.
Right.
But I used to have, like, dreams of flying on Pegasus type of thing, and I was when I
oh
later
my
life
God.
Was set up.
Yeah,
it's like, and that's how children astral travel, I guess. And it's like, but I had horses when I was growing up, and it's like, so I would go out and I would ride my horses out across the prairie, and it's like, and that was my connection with, you know, with God. I'd go out and sing songs and all kinds of stuff.
Physical activity, spirituality, that's it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Where is her Lilith? Because I didn't hear, Gregory. What house and where is it?
Were you not paying attention again, Bonnie? it was Taurus, the 12th house, Black Moon Lilith. Yep.
Okay, wait a minute, Gregory. Gregory. I cannot talk, think, eat, do a show, and talk and chat.
Are you eating?
Well, no, I wasn't eating, but I'm just saying I can't do all that at once.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. I'm being way too rough on you. I'm sorry.
No. What I was doing was actually talking in chat and trying to keep, you know, that going. And I just for a second asked someone to jump on, and I didn't hear what you said because I kept trying to pick it up thinking, well, if I could just, you know, get a glimpse of what you were saying, but I couldn't pick up. I knew the 12th house, but I didn't pick up the Taurus.
Yes,
so, okay.
Sorry. It's in Taurus in the 12th house.
Did you get that, Kelly? Did you hear him say Taurus?
Yeah,
in the 12th house?
I did. I wrote it down. It's like, and then he went on and described my whole entire childhood. I was like going, yeah, it wasn't just for a couple of years. It's like, it was from the time I was like 5 or 6 until I graduated from high school. So it's like, and then in there, I got bucked off a horse one time, and I had a guy wrote a book about it. It was titled 120 Minutes in Heaven or something like that. And I went, well, that would have been a good title for mine. But it's like, I can find another one. But that's what I experienced was when I was 10 years old. And I had no idea what the other side was like until I had that journey. And then I came back and it's like I was trying to talk to my mother and my grandmother, and they would just, you know, like tap me on the head and tell me about my imaginary friends and what a fantastic imagination I had. All this, and I quickly figured out that I was not going to be able to get any answers until I was much, much older. So yeah.
Yeah, but isn't that a shame? Because as children, we don't have the kind of capacity to understand that that's worthwhile and it's valid,
yeah,
and it's genuine, and that the adults around us just don't recognize that. And it's such a shame because then as children, we think, oh, well, maybe it is just my imagination. And that's how we lose it, because we get all of that reinforcement from people that it's just imagination, imaginary friend, all of that stuff.
Don't you hate that?
I knew mine was not imagination. And the difference was when I raised my 5, it's like I exposed them to all kinds of stuff. And it's like, so they grew up with, you know, that broad ability to, you know, to choose, and it's like, and it's, you know, and it's not wrong, et cetera, you know, to have different abilities and stuff. And it's like, it's ironic how my older 3 have turned out. They kind of, you know, went with what I call stodgy conventionalism. Now my younger 2 I have more hope for because
right.
they're
pretty connected.
They're my spades children, so it's like they're a little bit older souls than my older 3 children actually are, you know, card wise. It's like I have 2 diamond children and a club child, so it's like, yeah.
See, Gregory, she does Atlantean life and birth cards, and that is very strange. It's very what you said different, and hopefully she'll get her cards where she can come back on and do your
in
cards.
In the next couple of weeks,
but,
I hope.
Good.
I just have
but
no
I want to tell you. I want to tell you. We've had somebody write in chat that which is really interesting, and she also said that when you mentioned that, Gregory, I got to go back to the conversation that Info wrote. Unfortunately, that is why children do not pursue this, and adults will tell us if it's not true. And that's so we look at adults like Gregory.
And
go ahead.
Intuitively, because when I was 8 years old, my parents, they took us on a holiday to Kenya, and I swam in the ocean for the first time, and I saw God in a cloud. And on some level, I knew not to tell anybody about it because it was something precious to me. And I don't know where it came from, because I'd never had a negative experience with other people at that point. But I never told anyone because I knew they'd discredit it and they'd rob me of that experience. Because, you know, when people discredit your stuff, it's like a theft. People are just kind of, you know, they're putting their stamp on something.
Robbed your child.
Oh, no, that's not valid. And when I had that, I was like, I am not giving this to anybody. And that was really, you know, I was lucky with that.
Yeah, well, you know, Info 77 is a very, very famous medium. So I want to tell her thank you for being in here. And she said that when she raised her kids, she knew, you know, that she wouldn't do that. She would, you know, and I don't do that with my kids. And that's why I think that with the Aquarian age, we are the openness with our children. There are so many more kids, adults, young adults, and even little kids that are just knowing spirit, knowing it, don't think anything about, oh, like the Piscean age where it wasn't allowed. So it's really cool. Like you see these kids open already. I'm like, what? So we're all teaching our children to be open, and I can't think of a better or more wonderful gift for the universe. So I am going to I think, Gregory, you are so lucky that you saved that experience, because it's like, are you sure you're not a Scorpio?
No, I'm not.
Do you have any Scorpio planets in you?
Nope.
Because I was going to say, that
Scorpio?
Because that sounds exactly like the Scorpios. They always hide just a little something for themselves, if you know, look at that sign. At least I think they do. And so to me, that was you saving that with a little scorpion. You know what I mean?
Well, I do. The only thing I do have in my Scorpio is my black moon Lilith. So there you go, the most hidden.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so
good. So that was
spot
on, Bonnie. Well done.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I love that. All right. Well, is there anything else, Kelly, before I move to the next caller?
I'll save it for another day, because I know there's more people. So thank you very much.
Well, no,
for,
go ahead. You can go ahead. If you understood everything, right? And let me tell you, Gregory, because this is really interesting before Kelly gets off. Her Atlantean life and birth cards correlate. Tell Gregory what they do. They correlate with all the planets. Did you ever hear of these cards?
No.
Just briefly, Kelly, before I do pick up 201, briefly tell him what these cards do. You look at your Neptune, your Mars, everything, and it goes around the year. It's really, really cool, Gregory, because I had somebody that really wanted a reading from Kelly, because she said there's very few people in the United States that do this.
Well, I've never heard of them.
I was going to say, you'll be surprised. It's the ordinary deck of playing cards, which are not as ordinary as people think. They were actually developed in the Atlantean time specifically for our planet. If you take, for example, like the face value of all the cards, and you add them up, you get 364 when you add the jack in, or the joker in. You have that extra, 1.5 or 1.25 points, so you get the 365.25 days that we have in our year.
Yeah.
There's things like, hearts represent the springtime, and that's, people who are youthful. The clubs represent people who are the scholars, the school age, no matter what their age, but it's like that's their position when they come in life. The diamonds are people who are, come in, they represent the adult years of life, and then the spades represent the old people. There's just, and then there's with each of the things from king to ace, and it's like where king is high, ace is the low one. There's just a different interpretation for each of the numbers. So yeah, but I mean, there's so many coincidental things, like there's 13 cards per suit, there happens to be 13, lunar cycles in the year. There's, it's with our week, with the sevens, with the fives, with there's 52 weeks in the year, there's, 52 cards in a deck, just all kinds of different things. But it was mathematically done. It still amazes me. I've worked with them for, around 20 years, and it's like I'm still just totally amazed by them. They're just, it's
Hey, Kelly, I do want to say something before I move on. Somebody in chat would like to get a hold of you. Am I correct, Caribbean? Caribbean is asking me, how do I get a hold of Kelly? So
call my number. You can give my number out. It's like, but what I will say is my phone's a little bit fritzy. So it's like, if you get my voicemail, please leave your name, leave your number. Cause it won't text anymore. It's like, I can call and I can talk and I can get voicemails, and that's about all my phone is doing right now. So,
It's really more about the Atlantean. She said that I saw Atlantis fall and I was in Lemuria. So I'm sure she'd like to get connected. Yeah. So this is actually, I don't know if you knew this, Caribbean, but there is people who have a show and they listen to my show all the time, and they have an Atlantean show on once a week. So anyway, Kelly, if they get a hold of me, I will give your number to them, but I am going to move to the next caller. But Gregory, you are the first to have a reading from Kelly when she comes back on your Atlantean life and birth cards.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you. Thank
all right,
you guys.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it.
you know what? I got to tell you something, Gregory. You ought to look into it because it's got all the, like there's a Neptune, a Mars, a this, a that. It's real. I can't keep up with it, but it's how
they
do it.
What are they called?
It's called Atlantean Life and Birth Cards. And I had someone call. Had somebody, Life and Birth Cards. I had somebody call and say there were only two people they knew of that have done these, have mastered this field. And Kelly is the one, and they, because the reading takes, the problem is, and I had her on, the reading takes like 45 minutes, so you could only have like, so I wasn't letting her do the whole reading, I just was asking her to do like the first card. But it's really amazing. It's like almost like your solar return. I mean, it's like, what is that when you do your progression?
That's your birthday. Solar return is your birthday, and that gives you the year ahead from your birthday to your next birthday.
That's what it's kind of like. It's done in cards, but it's your solar return, I think. So thank goodness I muted Kelly so she can't tell me I'm wrong. But anyway, 201, you're on with my dear Gregory. Hi.
Hi. Jennifer. I'm calling
Hello.
From New Jersey.
Hi, what's your name?
Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hello.
Can you give Gregory your information?
My birthday is October 9th, 5:35 p.m.
Okay.
In Paterson, New Jersey.
Is that anywhere near Margate, New Jersey?
No.
Okay. How about Cherry Hill, New Jersey?
No, that's further south. I'm North Jersey. Close
is it
to
with
the
one
south
T? P-A-T-E-R-S-O-N.
It has one T only.
Yeah, one T. Perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay. Your midheaven is Sagittarius.
Okay.
Okay, so
woo-hoo!
You're going... Yeah, woohoo. So you're going to be good at vocations dealing with exploration, travel, and adventure on a physical sense. So that's things like being a travel agent or a flight attendant or an export-import agent, an explorer, anything like that on a physical level. And then also on an intellectual level. So occupations dealing with higher knowledge. So philosophy, college professors, ministers, theologians. So in terms of religion in a very conventional sense, preachers, metaphysical writers, and even kind of philanthropists, that kind of thing. So it's about exploring and discovering and going out there and having your own experiences, either in a physical or in a intellectual sense.
Okay. Wow, what do you do?
Well, I actually work with kids now, though.
You work
and
with kids
you?
As a teacher?
Yeah, I work with children. I've always worked with them.
Okay.
I've worked in the legal field a little bit, but I don't know if I can deal with some of these lawyers. They're cranky.
Cranky lawyers? Worse than kids?
So kids are easier to deal with. I think children sometimes are easier than adults.
Well,
how old are the kids?
Yeah, I was going to say, wait till you can tell the age first. But what is the
age? Are they like
the
two?
Age?
Yeah, younger like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. Okay, well, it's about having your own experiences this midheaven, and kind of exploring on your own. I guess higher knowledge, college professors, I think on a different kind of level, I suppose, you're dealing with higher knowledge by teaching children. So you're not totally off on that, but it's more about exploring things and making your own way with that. So maybe think about... Not just teaching people in an institution, but also looking at doing it independently by yourself.
Okay, that sounds good.
You know, like find your own way of doing certain, I don't know, teaching whatever you may be interested in, like maybe theology, like Sunday school or something like that.
Wow.
If you're religious.
I got exempt from my theology exams in school all the time.
You did?
You
was
got
that
what
because
from
you,
them?
Exempt. Meaning
I
you
got
did
exempt
so well.
From them. Yeah, they didn't have me do them. So, yeah, I always got A's all the time in that.
Oh, wow.
That's interesting.
Okay.
Maybe you should teach. Well, that's what Gregory's saying. Maybe teach, like, maybe a higher learning, which would be, you know, higher self or higher being,
right.
or, you know, mm-hmm. God in whatever form you
spirituality.
That you use is a higher form, you know. So I love that. But I got to tell, because it is a higher form of being. I mean, when no
mm-hmm.
matter where, like, you know, the universe, spirituality, religion, it's all a higher form. It's a higher form,
mm-hmm.
worthy. So I think that's an interesting concept, Gregory. I got to tell you, but Sagittarius is like all about having fun at it. It is kid-like, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, Sagittarians are, I mean, it is the teacher very often, and I mean, they can be fun, but they can also come across as kind of pompous because they think they know it all.
That's my son.
Not me.
That's my son. He is a Sagittarius, Taurus rising, and an Aries moon, and he thinks he knows it all.
Oh,
so,
dear.
Yeah.
Not you, Jennifer, though, right?
No, not me. I'm an exception.
Oh, God. No, but they can be very fun because at least they're out there doing stuff and they're always interested in things and they want to, you know, they want to get to new places and have this adventure and explore that and see what's under this rock and what's over there. So, yeah, I mean, they are people who like to experience stuff. But then sometimes it's like, well, what happened? And they go, well, let me tell you. You know, it's like that a little bit.
Right.
Not you,
can I ask another quick question about romance? Okay, could you tell me, since I'm a Libra and what I just explained to you, what sun sign am I most compatible with? Because I don't think it's a Capricorn.
You don't think it's a Capricorn? And what do you mean?
I've seen this guy born in January, but it's problems, I think. So.
You mean in terms of a relationship?
Yeah. What should I look for?
I think you'd do well with an Aries.
Okay.
It's opposite your sun sign.
Right.
I think you're very, you compromise a lot. And sometimes things kind of don't happen as quickly or things aren't as exciting as you would like them to be because you tend to listen to everyone's point of view. And if you had an Aries in your life, that would give you the kind of fire and direction that sometimes is lacking in your life. And that would also satisfy your Sagittarius midheaven.
Okay.
You know,
and they're often the really butch guys, like the firefighters and the policemen and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that.
Yeah, so someone like, say, a Capricorn is not really good for me then, right?
Well, no, because the Capricorns are a little bit, they're very
the
hardworking. They're what?
They're like a stick in the mud. They're too dull and boring.
Well, I don't want to insult any of the lovely, wonderful Capricorns out there, but they can be very diligent.
The ones I meet.
The ones you meet? I mean, you need more fire. You personally, you need something that's more fiery and a little bit more exciting because you have fire in your chart yourself. And that Libra is very kind of balanced. And you need you need someone to shake it up a bit. And Capricorns don't shake things up. They solidify and make things stronger.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I think, do you know what's so funny is, and I just got to tell you, Gregory, but I am going to say thank you. I'm going to put this beautiful woman on hold. But I've got to tell you, it's really crazy because everybody said I'm a Cancer, you know, my sign. And that when I read that, you know, my husband is an Aquarius, it said, why would you date as a Cancer and Aquarius, it says no, 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 no. But I've been married 37 years. Yes.
Yeah.
So what I want to say about that with this woman is this. Just because there's a sun sign of a Capricorn, just like I'm a Cancer, I'm more Leo oriented. You don't want, you know, because I say the same thing with Capricorns. Because for me, as a Cancer, Capricorns are too work-oriented. They are so practical. And I just, you know, to me, I don't want to be weighted down to the earth. So, but that's not every Capricorn. So I got to tell you
that. No, it's
just
one part of that chart. Yeah. I mean, it's just the sun sign. So they've still got, you know,
I'd say
10
that
other
about
things
you.
There influencing them. Exactly. So don't get too hung up on that. But
on
that note, Bonnie, I'm going to have to love you and leave you because I've got an appointment now in 2 minutes. So I need
to
head off.
You know what I have to tell you? Well, I have to tell you this before you go, and everybody please stay on because I will be taking, and my angel girl will be taking any of the calls that come in if you need to ask me anything, and I want to talk to Chad a little bit. But I have to tell you, Gregory, you love me and leave me every time. I don't know about this. You can love me, but I'm not loving the leaving part. So, everyone, can you please get a hold of Gregory Scott if you'd like a reading from
him?
Oh,
no, Bonnie's angry.
No, I'm never angry at you. And I'm never angry, period. But and I guess maybe that's the Cancer part of me. I don't know, because it certainly isn't the Leo. But I have to tell everyone, if I were you, I would get a hold of Gregory. If you need your chart done, you want to know anything that's going on in your chart, if you're an astrology aficionado or even a beginner, Gregory's for you. And he's also, he reads tarot, and he's intuitive. He's everything in numerology. He does everything. So please join him on Facebook and like him. Also, you want to take a look at him on YouTube. You heard that lady who said you were lovely on YouTube. And please get a hold of him at gregoryscott.com. He is an excellent, excellent astrologist. So thank you, Gregory.
Thank you, Bonnie.
You know,
thank you very much. Have a lovely evening. And remember, be practical today.
Love you, but I'm going to leave
you
now, too.
Bye-bye.
Hi, everyone. I do want to say hello to everybody. I did not have a show yesterday, and that is because I was at the doctor. So this week is, like, all full of doctors and different, you know, it just seems, and I have you on Candy. It seems like I just can't get enough of this next couple months. I've been told by my famous astrologers all on here, and info, if you have any comment to make, I'd love to hear it. But I have, they told me to really get in touch with the hummingbird, because for the next couple months, I will be quite busy going every direction that there comes, from right to left, up and down, and that I need to go with the flow, because nothing will be stable until probably mid-July. So everyone, thank you, and I appreciate, and please, I'm going to go to the phone lines myself, but please stick with me, because I love bringing everyone to you, and I hope you enjoy the shows. I am going to pick 818 right now. Sharon?
Good morning.
Hi! Oh, my God.
Hi, honey.
Hi, honey. I never get to talk to you.
A client had to reschedule, so I have the next hour, and I haven't talked to you or anybody. So, hi.
I am so excited, Jeron. I wanted you to jump on and talk to Gregory, because I would have loved to see where your midheaven was. But
I did, just as he said goodbye.
Well, listen, he's coming back. He comes back all the time, but I know you don't have a lot of time. It's such a shame, and he will not give me any more than an hour. He says he loves me and leaves me, but I want 2 hours from him, and he won't do it. So,
it's the fact that he's even there. He sounds absolutely amazing. He knows his stuff, and I know nothing about it. Nothing. It's not my world.
Well, can you tell everybody, and not doing any readings, but I just want everybody to know that you are a famous medium psychic yourself. Very famous.
Oh, I'm nothing more or less than probably everybody that's on here today, but I'm a psychic medium. I'm a psychic medium. I'm based out of L.A. I travel around the country during the year. I have clients all over. I don't go outside the country, but.
You just got back from a whole trip of the East.
I just did an East Coast tour. It was wonderful. I met amazing people. I was so blessed. I had such wonderful people trust me to bring them messages. It was incredible. It was amazing. I'm going down to San Diego in a couple weeks, and I'll be spending a few days there. I'll be going to New York. I'll be going to the Jersey Shore in a couple months. And back to South Jersey, Philly.
Well,
it's a little crazy.
when you go to the Jersey Shore, I've got friends. You know, I was in Philadelphia. It was kind of a little bit of, it was kind of a little crazy for me because my daughter had surgery, and let me tell you, it was touch and go. She had her, you know, she had a rhinoseptoplasty because she couldn't breathe, and then now she didn't breathe her nose, but she's getting better. It has been a trip. And we were, you know, princesses. So the thing is that she, we stayed up an extra week, but my point is this. I have friends, when you come up, I don't know if you have any openings, but they would probably love to fill in your slots. So if you are up there in the Jersey Shore and you have any slots open, because I know you fill up quickly, please let me know, because I've got a group of people that have asked me, and I know I'm not going to be up there this summer, I don't think, but they would love to meet with you. So, you know, let me know what your schedule is.
I will. That's so sweet, honey. My assistant never tells me what's going on until a week before. I will absolutely post it or send it to you. That's so kind of you. Thank you.
Yeah, please do that, because I have friends that, you know, some of them look at me leerily and say, oh, well, Bonnie, you know us. And I'm like, no, I have someone for you. And so when they see someone like you, and this is what I want to tell everybody, it's not easy to read. I really believe that it isn't easy to read your friends, to even bring through spirit for your friends. Because as I do, they look at me and say, well, okay, you knew my father. So I love it when I just step back and say, don't want to do it, but I have a friend who is absolutely amazing. She's going to be in town, and please sign up. And I know they have asked me, because I've told them all about you, because, you know, you did live in that part of the world. So I would absolutely put, if your assistant could send me or post your schedule, I will send it to them. And they're all in like Margate, Brigantine.
Oh, honey, you are so sweet. That is really kind. I would love to. You know, it's interesting because I probably about a year and a half ago had to make a decision not to read family or close friends.
Yeah.
And it,
I don't
and it
do
wasn't
that.
Right. And it wasn't easy. I felt really bad, because I understand it, and as you understand, and everybody, you know, that's on or listening, it's that if you had someone like yourself, or if I had somebody like me in front of me, I want to know things.
Yes.
You know, and it's absolutely, but you don't want to get personal and professional kind of crossed, and you don't want to bring in things you know into their life. You just need to keep everything separate, and you also don't want them to depend on you.
That's
right. You just
want
to be their friend or their relative.
Well, you know, it's so weird.
Do you understand?
Totally. I mean, the good news is for me, my family's all probably knows me the way I am, but most of my friends are probably more psychic than me, although I swear I have a big head. So we kind of laugh at each other, and that's not the conversation. But I have to ask you a question, and it's nothing to do about reading, but I want your opinion, because I want everybody to know, since you know, I am on and I don't get to have you on very much, you know, here's a good, I want to see what you think. When people start opening up, and, you know, I always say we all have the gifts, is how we use them or energetically have them here. Don't you feel that?
Absolutely. I tell everyone they don't need me. I tell everyone has this. It's just the extent we allow ourselves to use it. It's woman's intuition, mother's instinct, or why men don't ask for directions.
Yeah, well, you know, so I have a girlfriend. She's a famous writer, and she's written over about 60 or 80 books. I mean, she writes under the pen name Regina Carlisle, and she just recently met a shaman who I just adore. I don't know if you heard him on the show, but his name is Robert Pace. He was in an ashram for 8 years because of what happened to him in California with a guy named Bashar. So he is amazing healer, and that's her next door neighbor. So long story short, she knew spirit from way back, but really didn't bring it forward. She started bringing it forward. But she was saying that, and I want your opinion because I'm gonna throw this out there. And the reason is I want people to understand about energy is she tapped into an energy she thought was her ex-husband's, and it was not good. And she started swinging the pendulum, doing all this. And I said to her, you cannot do that. You can't. First of all, you're tapping into energy that isn't yours. You shouldn't be there. And his energy left the building for you. But your kids have his energy. So I feel like you're tapping more into your kids than you were him, because because spirit isn't going to give you that kind of information. So how do you feel about people that tap into other people's energy when they really don't have any business to tread there?
I think it is. You wouldn't enter anyone else's house. You wouldn't go on anyone else's phone call. And you have no right going into anyone else's energy. Honestly,
right.
It's my opinion. Also, because it sounds like it was negative energy.
Mm-hmm.
And since it's her ex-husband. And so it's more she's trying to figure out what he's doing right now because she hasn't
let
go.
That's right.
Versus her trying to become her own. She's scared of her own energy.
That's
and
right.
And it's easier to pick up the negative energy and see what's going on with him and be able to use it against him if she wants to, or just to make herself feel better.
Yeah.
Versus just bringing in her own positive energy and moving forward with that.
Absolutely.
And, that's my opinion. I know when I do readings, I don't allow negative energy in the room. Right. With the client, why come to someone to find out what's going on if all you want is negative? It's easier to pick up the negative.
Absolutely.
And when you're doing a reading, right? And when you're doing a reading, even if, and the other person, of course, has energy, you know, we're all spiritual beings. We all are spirit in a body.
Yes.
And why we are in charge of the energy that comes to us. We can
bring
it to us. We can repel it. We can, you know, negate it. And we choose how we want to move forward in our life. I choose not to bring in the negative energy. That's what I picked up when I first really started working with this. It scared me. I almost didn't go forward.
Oh,
and
you know what?
I'm
like you.
I was in charge. Yeah. And
that's
then I
right.
had to learn I was in charge of it.
I love that you're saying that.
It's just the way I believe everybody. Mother Teresa said, if you want to attain world peace, go home and love your family. That's it.
I love that.
Love
that, Sharon.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite sayings. If everybody would just knock it off and go home and love their family, life would be fine around the world.
Absolutely. And I love that. Well, another thing what I picked up too, and I'm just curious, I don't do a negative energy. I call it challenging energy. I don't even like the word negative. So I do use it because I sometimes forget challenging. But then when I do, I always think I don't want to do the negative. Let's do just challenging. It sounds better. But I have to tell you that what I also pick up is this. With people, and I just want, and I want your opinion also, so that we could put out there, is that you choose what energies, like you said, that you want to bring in. And I always feel that the better energy is to always, like, be in love. And you don't look at other people's energy, and if you're feeling squishy and it's not something that you, like, you're bringing it to yourself, you can actually let it go and say, I have no tie with this, and I'm not going to continue. You can do that. And people don't realize that they can, Sharon. And that's
right.
Why I think people look to get somebody else to do it for them. But the truth of the matter is, one of the greatest guys, and he is autistic himself, that I've had on the show, and he's written about 15 books on autism, and I think you know who I'm talking about, William Stillman.
Uh-huh.
He said that he can go in and clear a house. He can go in and talk to challenging energies, but he can't do it forever. It's got to be you that doesn't allow that in your life. And so I love that,
right,
too.
Right. Absolutely. I teach people to put a one-way mirror around them.
Yes.
And they can see out, but the people can't see in. So if it's negative energy, the people are really reflecting themselves. And if it's positive energy, you can just open the little window and let it in.
And it's true.
When I get called to do clearings, most of the time, and you're going to laugh, most of the time it's kids that are living in the house and realize there's something negative going on with the family. So they start up and they try and draw attention to themselves so that someone will come in and tell the family what's going on, what's wrong.
Absolutely.
It's really interesting because the negativity, 9 times out of 10, is coming from the living people that are occupying
Absolutely.
The house, not the spirits. The spirits just want to hang out. We have kids that live with us, and they make my husband crazy when I go out of town. They make things drop, they open doors, and he'll call me and go, the kids are making me crazy. I'm able to tell them to stop. I'm not there. And you're talking a 6'2" guy from Queens, you know, that really didn't realize what he carried 28 years ago. So
I love that.
That was interesting.
That was a good choice for you because you're tiny.
Oh, that's who I married.
Yes, that was a great choice for you. Great karmic choice.
Yeah. It's interesting because we didn't meet till I was 30.
Mm-hmm.
I did not want to get married. I thought I would have been a terrible wife, a worse mother. I was a wanderlust. And when the time came, I had jobs that just took me all over the country. And when the time came that I thought maybe I do want to settle down, I met him probably a year later. We met under unusual circumstances. I wanted nothing to do with him. We were engaged in 3 months, married almost a year of the day of our first date.
That is, talk about fate, karma, and the right soulmate.
And when it's time, right? And I'm like, I don't want anything with this guy. You know, there were things about him that I said I never wanted to make, ha, ha, ha. And
you
go.
Well, tell me.
And it's interesting.
Tell the audience when it's the right person and the right time, your soulmate walks in. Yeah.
I get a lot of people, you know, coming because they're looking for their soulmate. And the problem a lot of times is that they're not ready. They think they're ready and they're not. And what someone will usually come to tell them, it's not me. It's never me giving the information. I don't know the people. You know, it's whoever comes in that comes to give me the information to give them. And I explain it as people are looking for someone to complete their puzzle. You know, their heart is a puzzle and there's a piece missing. And they just want to find that person. But puzzles break. It's not about someone else coming in and filling in a piece of the puzzle.
Absolutely. I know where you're going.
Right. You understand. And what you have to do is finish your own puzzle. Put your own puzzle together. The good, the bad, however long it takes. Acknowledge who your body is, who your brain is. Your soul is pure light and love, but you're stuck in a body. You need to know what your life, your path is this time around and who you are. And you complete your own puzzle, you laminate it, it's done. Then the person who's meant to be with you comes into your life and their puzzle is completed and laminated and you just look at each other and the lamination sticks and the light goes up to the universe. If you have to try and figure out if the person is right, 9 times out of 10, they're not. literally know. Like I said, I didn't want anything to do with my husband. My girlfriend called and said, he wants your number. I said, okay, fine. Yeah. We talked for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Went out on our first date a couple weeks later, and we're engaged 3 months after that.
That is so perfect.
So you know, and it's, I get it when you want to meet someone, when you feel you're not complete, but honestly, you need to be complete on your own.
That is why I got to tell you something, Sharon. I love when you say this because I want people to hear. I always say, stop, like when I asked one of my peeps that read on the show, she's a medical intuitive, who was your twin flame? I don't like the word twin flame, and I'll tell you why. And whether you like it or you don't, it's energy. But I don't like, because twin flame to me and my friend Susan, you know, who we both talk about this, means you're not complete, that you're looking for somebody to complete you. You're not looking for someone to complete you. You're looking for somebody to move forward and teach you as you teach them, not complete you, because we come, I feel, as a complete soul. We just need to meet.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when and I always love the word divine timing. I don't like when people say it to me, and I'm like saying it to my clients. Well, it's divine timing, and then you want to just smack the person because what's divine timing? If I hear that one more time, and I see people looking at me like that. But really, to truthfully tell you, divine timing is what you just described. So go ahead. What's divine timing to you?
Divine timing is when it's time, and it's not going to happen a moment before, and it's not going to happen a moment later. You could kick your feet, you could yell and scream,
yeah.
You could think it's time, and it's not. And when it is time, you go, oh, yeah, I guess
that's
it wasn't
right.
Time then. A lot of people think is ego when it's time. It's their own ego saying it's time. It's not
absolutely.
Time. Your body, your brain is only supposed to control your body. You control you. It's your brain
that's
telling
right.
you it's time. You
well, what
know
does your
brain is
go ahead. What is your husband?
Go ahead.
You know,
yeah, no.
I know I met my husband very early. I think to myself, I was handed on the platter 4 Aquariuses, and I picked Aquarius number 1. So obviously that was what the one meant for me. And it was a young time. But for you, what did your husband like? How did it, and I want people to hear this because with you know people think, oh, I'm. You know, I have to meet them at a certain time. And if I don't meet them after school, or I don't meet them when I'm a child, or I don't meet them when I'm, you know, mid-20s, I'm never going to meet them. That's so not true. And I've got to tell you, especially with how people, and I do count, and I'm a counselor, but, you know, we all are, but, you know, we live longer now. You used to only live to 65. So when you were married in 20, 1980, you were married 30 years. It's a long time. Now you hear about people married 80 years because they're 100 years
right.
old. So don't rush it, guys. You know, when it is, we're looking at, it, you know, and that's why I think we have such a big divorce rate, too, because we live, you know, your midlife crisis, you've already been married 30 years, some people.
You've been married twice.
Yeah. So you know, I'll tell you, there's a show on television where every 10 years, it dissolves the relationship's paper, and they have to reaffirm it. It's that one
that's crazy.
Yeah, and so every 10 years you see the woman getting really, like, anxious, like, are they going to – does he still want me? And so it's really interesting about society and we're living longer. So 30, honey, is young anymore to get married. So when you say you didn't get married till you're 30, I'm thinking, you were a chicken. You were young.
I was – right. But back then, you have to remember, almost 30 years ago, I'm 58. So I got married at 31. So
hey, you and I are the same age. When's your birthday?
We're the same age. October.
October
10.
Wait a minute. You're a Libra?
I'm a Libra.
You're a Libra. You are balanced. You love beautiful things, and Venus rules your life. Oh, my gosh. Okay, now I get you.
You know what? I love love. I love in all senses, though. Not romantic love is wonderful, but I believe my reason for doing this work is to share love on whatever level, because it's the most powerful force in the universe. It is the universe.
Yeah.
And if everybody can just feel that for themselves,
can you
then
tell
they
everybody
can move forward?
We could talk eons on love, because love is selfless. It's selfish. It's self-loathing.
Right.
It's self-loving. You could go through love at every stage. You love your pets. You love your things. You love yourself. Love, love, love unconditionally. But let me ask you, and some of them are great love, and some of them are masked love, because you just heard me say a few that are masked in love. But what I want, and we only have about 5 minutes, but can you tell everyone how you, like, got into, I know it's going to take you more than 5 minutes, and I hope you come back and talk and chat with us, but can you tell everybody what made you motivated that you and you had and been compelled to do this work with spirit?
Do this work. Okay. I'll do this quick. I was born with it. I remember when they were talking about astroplaning before. I remember being 2 years old, seeing myself over the bed. I can remember the stuffed animals around me, laying in the bed, me being on the ceiling and going, oh, time to wake up, and coming down. Doing that for, you know, two years at least, until I told my brother, who went to my mother and said, Shari said she flies out the window to visit Francine, who was the babysitter, and I never did it again. Even now, I fly along the ground, or I go in what looks like to me the Pope machine to fly around at night. But I, you know, when he said it, it was like, oh, I'm wrong. But I still knew something was there. And I just always knew something was around. I'm an artist, a writer, you know, things that are all connected to the universe. And when I, in my teens, I started to read about it, still kept it quiet, though, because remember, all that time ago, this was not accepted.
No.
And especially in New Jersey. Yeah. Now New Jersey is my biggest clientele out of South Jersey and Philadelphia. But back then, they'd lock you up if you heard voices or you thought things. So
I think you saw the UFOs.
I did.
Because they were all in Jersey. That's where they started. The guys that I had on the show the last two times, or one's with Cinnamons in New Jersey, and the other one was from the Northeast Philadelphia. They're the biggest ones, the anthropologist that's been on television. In fact, he has a new miniseries coming out. I just had him on last week. They say that's the most populated. So that's probably what you were flying in when you were younger.
What I was flying in, probably. So the day after I graduated college on the East Coast, literally, I came cross country. I came to California. I came to L.A. I was working in the hotel business, and I got them to transfer me. And the minute I landed here, I was safe. And that's when I started to work with it. I always had, quote, normal jobs, which weren't so normal. Hotel management,
You saw the
PR. So it was being of service. Right. I always tried to be of service. I originally went to college to be a nurse. They kissed the frog. I ran screaming from the room. That was the end of it. You know, I mean, so it was always about being of service. But I had to find other ways.
Yeah.
In my 20s then, I started meeting more people and studying with them. I would do, quote, channeling sessions. I found, no matter where I lived on the West Coast, because I lived in different places, I would always find, quote, teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got to the point when I had my kids, and this is about, I'm 58, so this is almost 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The world was changing. I started doing it when I had my kids. I started doing it quietly,
mm-hmm.
not telling people, but whoever knew, I could help. And some friends knew, some friends didn't. Some people would refer people. And this went on for 25 years. And then finally it got to the point where too many people were finding me. The world was changing. I had to do it. I had no choice. It was just finally. And I went to my kids. I said to the older one, is it okay if I do this? He said, yeah, I'm leaving. I don't care. He was going to college. And he's a math guy. So it wasn't. I said to the younger one, you okay if I do this? He said, You're not putting a sign up, are you? I said, no, we're not putting a, you know, the neighborhood.
No, we're putting it in neon, actually.
But
I have to tell you.
Right. Yeah.
Go ahead. I want to hear this, and I'm so happy I got you on. I do want you to tell everybody how, if you do you do readings over Skype or on phone? We have exactly 60 seconds left, and I want to ask you, Sharon, if you would be a guest again when you ever have extra time. Jump in, because we want to hear the rest of your story, because this is what makes us go round. This is what makes all the mediums, psychics, intuitive, all the people who are open, wide open, and are getting open, gives them the courage. It lets them hear about other people. And for me, everybody's a medium psychic. It's just how you use your energy. Right. So can you give everybody how to get a hold of you should they want a reading from you?
That's so sweet, Bonnie. I just need to tell you that everybody is. No one should be afraid of it. If they don't like it, they can go somewhere else.
Yeah.
You can find my website. It's www.SharonGothardWeissman.com or info@SharonGothardWeissman.com. Bonnie, thank you so much, really.
You're so welcome. I love you, girlfriend. And even though we don't get to talk all the time, I feel we are kindred spirits. Of course we are.
We are.
Thank you. Yes, we are. We're officially off the air. I love you. I love everyone. Thank you in chat. Thank you for listening. Thanks to you for all the callers who are still on that just wanted to listen to us. It's girl talk, and I love that. It's actually boy and girl talk. The spirits has no, you know, they don't care whether we're boys or girls. So, although I do prefer to be a girl, but maybe we came as boys sometimes. So...
I am a boy spirit in a girl body. Yeah.
That's my other friends, too. So thank you, Sharon. Thank you for joining
You're
us.
Welcome,
thank you for sharing
you.
With us.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Met my client, Bye.
I know. I love it. Bye.
Bye.